Welcome to Mythbusters, our weekly podcast where we, Julie
and Medina,
give you an exclusive insight to what life after high school is actually like. Today, Uni Edition. We are joined by Michelle.
Hi.
And Bianca.
Hi.
To talk about common myths about university. Okay, let's kick things off. You, Michelle, what are some things that you want to set straight?
You know, when I was still at school, me and my peers imagined being on top of things by the time we'd go to university. I imagined having my own lovely apartment in a cool neighborhood where nobody would be bossing me around. Having a fun side job, earning enough money, and simply having fun at university with a study path I love to learn for. Turns out, reality is not all sunshine and unicorns. Finding a nice and affordable apartment in a big city like Düsseldorf is like trying to find a needle in the haystack. There are only apartments which are really gorgeous and grossly overpriced, or cheap and look like that. And even the lousy ones are not really in my price range. On top of that, living alone seems fun at first sight, but you have to do all the chores by yourself. Most of the time they remain undone because we are too busy studying for exams or are too exhausted after a full day of uni and work. The other possibility is joining a flat share, but do you really want to share a tiny space with four other people you don't even know? And the fun side job? Good luck finding the perfect side job. It's utopian. Going to work after uni is pretty exhausting, but you need the money. Now that you're an adult, you have to pay all the bills by yourself. Think you have money to spend on things you enjoy? Sure, it's not like you have to buy overpriced books for your seminars. But what about you, Julie? Are you on top of things, or am I the only one who's bad at student life?
Actually, do you know what my dad always says? He says, you students have it so easy. You can hop on a train and ride straight to the campus thanks to your fancy student ticket. You know what I say to that? Ha, you thought so. The thing is, what everybody seems to forget about commuting to university 5 days a week are the long, frustrating delays or the unexpected service changes, which leave us waiting at the platforms for hours at times, contemplating our life decisions. You know, being on time so that my lecturer won't kick me out of the seminar is a bit more challenging than you think. But okay, let's say I get lucky and make it to the train. Now I have to face a whole other set of obstacles, because the adventure doesn't end here. That would be far too easy. Now I have to navigate my way through the overcrowded train, from families with trolleys and crying toddlers to sweaty travelers with bikes and backpacks, while praying to find a seat and read that 20 pages long academic study my professor assigned me as homework. Owen, have you ever tried going to the loo on a train? Because I have, and let me tell you, it is a challenge. Not only is the train moving while you're trying to relieve yourself, but the WC in trains is not exactly the cleanest place on earth either. So yeah, I'd say hopping on a train to get from my hometown to uni is not really as amusing as my dad makes it out to be.
You know what else isn't as amusing as people think, Julie? Semester breaks. Everybody seems to know about the big break between semesters. Endless time off. I have people actually congratulating me. Isn't the semester ending soon for you? But the fact is that yes, the semester is ending, but the work isn't. Exams won't study for themselves, neither won't tests, and academic papers certainly won't write themselves as much as I would like that. But even without the exams and papers, you can't exactly lean back and relax. A flyer will come literally flying at your head with a flashing headline that says, 5 ways to have a productive semester break. And you know how that goes. Apply for jobs, internships, scholarships, volunteer, study some more, and prepare for your next semester. And if you don't do any of that, deadlines will come closer and closer. Oh, and try to be the cliché student in the meantime. Party, explore the world, go abroad, because now is your time to do that. After all, semester break is a terribly long time anyway. But I'm sure there's more to student struggles, right, Bianca?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you something about the myth of the ever-partying student who always sleeps till noon. You know why the term myth fits perfectly? Because that's all it is. A traditional narrative consisting of events that are allegedly historical. In other words, some old stories that have been traded since the time when our grandparents used to study. Truth is, nowadays there are only few students who have the chance to choose their lectures and seminars freely and completely to their liking. Thanks to the BA system, the course of studies is pretty much dictated and predetermined. There are obligatory lectures and seminars not taking into consideration that you might want to sleep till 10 or 11 a.m. or even past 12. No, They require you to get up at 4:30 in the bloody morning so that you will neither be late for your 2-hour hell ride on the train, nor the monotonous reading of some ancient script at 8:30, which the lecturer should actually know by heart by now. Now, you might know that most students don't have to go to university every day, especially since there are supposedly no lectures on the weekends. And you might come to the conclusion that those students can sleep late on the days they stay at home. But since this show is called Mythbusters, I have to tell you, this is another myth I am busting for you now. Because these most students who don't have to go to university every day tend to have to go to work on the other days. For, just as Michelle depicted already, life becomes more and more expensive and not every student has financial support. So all in all, reality happens to disarm the romantic myth of the nocturnal, long-sleeping student. But if we keep trading our stories, it might one day propose the contrasting myth of the never-sleeping, vampire-esque student.
That's all we have time for today, guys. Thank you, Bianca.
Thanks for having us.
And Michelle.
Thank you, it was a pleasure.
For being our guests on today's show. Join us next week when we talk about alcohol myths and why tequila is actually your best friend.
Thank you for listening. Stay safe.
And stay strong.